Yoshua Perek Hay opens Vayihi Kishmo Kol Malachei Amori Asher Be'Ever Hayarden Yama V'Kol Malachei Knani Asher Al Hayam Eis Asher Hoyvis Hashem Esmei Hayarden V'Pnei Bnei Yisrael Ad Avru V'Yimas Levavam V'Lo Hayabam Od Ruach V'Pnei Bnei Yisrael. When the nations of the world heard about the miracles and the nisim and the neflos that Hashem was doing for Klal Yisrael, V'Yimas Levavam, their hearts melted. They all became fearful with trepidation against Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Tes, Hashem commands Yoshua to give Klal Yisrael a bris milah. This was the first bris milah, the first national bris milah that was taking place since Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. The Gemara in Yevamos, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, explains the reason why Moshe didn't give Klal Yisrael, an entire Klal Yisrael bris milah, was because there was no Ruach Svona for healing. You needed this healing wind in order to that Klal Yisrael should be healed after the Milah. It's explained the reason why there was no wind, because if the wind would have came, it would have scattered the Anane HaKavod. And this is what it says in Pasuk Zion. It says, V'espineim hekim tatam asem mol Yoshua ki arlosem hayu ki lo molu osam bederech, because they weren't mild on the way. Now, I saw it explained, Machlokas, who actually did this milah? The Radak learns that it was Klal Yisrael joined in this milah, and different people had it performed, were their actual mo'el. However, the Matsuda learns that it was actually Yehoshua who did the milah on Klal Yisrael, because he was the only one who was actually Tahor. Pasuk Yud through Pasuk Yer Aleph explains that Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael now to eat from the Korban Pesach. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishpot Haman Mimaracha Mimacharas Ba'achalem Ba'avoras Ba'avor Ha'aretz V'lo Haya Od L'Bnei Yisrael Man V'yachlu Mitzvot Ha'aretz Kanan V'shana Ha'hi. This was the first time that now the Anane HaKavod had stopped, the Man had stopped also. Now that Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, they no longer needed to survive off the Man and the Nisim that Hashem were doing and sustaining them in that sense. And Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yoshua, he sees a man who it's actually really a malach. He says, "Is this a man?" In Pasuk Tesvav, the malach answers him. He says, "No, I'm a malach. I'm promised. I'm telling you that you're going to be victorious in war." By Yomar Tzar Tzva Hashem El Yoshua Shal Nalech Mal Raglecha. He tells the angel, the Tzar Tzva Hashem tells Yoshua to take off your shoes from this place. He tells him, you need to take off your shoes because the land that you're standing on is Kadosh. I saw it explained that just like Hashem told Moshe, by the Sneh, so too Hashem tells Yoshua. Why is that? What was Hashem telling Moshe and what was Hashem telling Yoshua? Hashem was telling Moshe, Hashem was telling Yoshua that the most sensitive part is your feet. Every place that your feet walk, you need to walk with sensitivity. If you're going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, every place that your feet carry you, you need to be sensitive. You need to be sensitive to the people that you're coming across. As a leader, you need to be sensitive to Klal Yisrael. Not, you need to be sensitive to the people's feelings. You need to be sensitive to people's emotions. So too in our own lives. When we take off our proverbial shoes, so to speak, we need to, every place our feet take us, we need to be sensitive to the people around us. We need to be sensitive to our family. We need to be sensitive to our neighbors. We need to be sensitive to our friends. And we need to be sensitive to our coworkers. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.